Because I have to talk about the hanhoga that the Kriz had that when he used to go to Switzerland for his refuah, he'd be very loud about the fact that he's not interested in seeing the neflois habayri and the beauty of all the mountains of Switzerland. Even though he would have to go near there for the ear, for his asthma condition, but he'd be very loud about the fact that he's only there for the luft and for the health, but not interested in seeing the beauty of it, of the mountains. He wouldn't be ma'akev if anybody around him wanted to see it, even if his own children. He wouldn't be ma'akev, but like he would be loud about the fact that he has no interest. He was always being offered, come see it, in the name of Neflois HaBayri. And they would want to take him and drive him here and there, and he would always refuse. And never was really Megala much of his reasoning. Once he did let out of his mouth a vort that the Ali Yefi that you see over there is really the Yefi of Yerushalayim. And the Yefi in Yerushalayim is in Golos, in Schweiz. Just like Klal Yisrael went to Golos. So the Tisha Kabim Yefi Shenotel Yerushalayim from the Asar Kabim could also go to Golos. In other words, he's answering a question that how could it be that you don't see that Yefi Yerushalayim? Be the pshat, if Asar Kabim Yefi Yerushalayim Tishenotel Yerushalayim be this that you have to attack only to see it there, you don't see it. He's saying that's the Yefi Yerushalayim. And it's the Golos there. But that only makes it even more sure. That would be more of a reason to want to see it. I mean, this is the Yefi of Yerushalayim. That doesn't explain why he wouldn't want to see it. That makes it only more sure. So Ken Zayin, the Kavon of the Biskrov, why he didn't have any cheshik to look at it, was because it's a big tsar and evil. And certainly like to want to be Nana from the evil, that's Zichanat Boba Cheshem. And Kentan, he was Cheshit Ba'atzmoy Chalila, that he'd be Nana because of the beauty of the, because of the Yefi. And Avada, he shouldn't be Nana, it's Ba'atzim Ma'ira Tzav Avelis. So that alone would be a Tam Hogan not to look at it. It's like Karoya Bigdish Bechabona, that's Batsim Machayv Kriya. Main that. That's Meglach. Shtei Taki Gemara that Gvisa Tanoim were in Rome and they saw the tzitz, but they had a need to look at it to be Mizbainim, but they had a Shaila, mitigated tzitz. So they had a need to look at it, but otherwise it could be. Could be they would be Menea, or the looking would be called Kulitzar, but it's something which is a Hano and a Teelas and a Gishmak. But Mokum was a Tzar, there would be no Mokum for it. Oh, but it doesn't make it. I would just want to be able to see it, possibly a different Malach, why he would have that without wanting to look at it. Avad al Chayr Pshad is like this because state Afyevi that it's Sheker and Hevel. State Sheker Achein veHevel Ayevi. That's a pasuk in the end of Mishlei. For it to go in that the Teiris Mishabeach the Imois and the Yefi. So how can you say Sheker veHevel? So the Goyin says that Shofel is safe for the Kro. State Isha Yiras Hashem He Tisalol. He is going on the Yefi. That if the Ish is the Yirash Hashem, then you mahal the Yefi. What it means to say is that if you have a Pnimius Diki Yefi, so then you mahal the Chitzenius Diki Yefi, because then the Chitzenius Diki Yefi is not a Sheker and not a Hevel. It's not deceiving. It's reflective of the Pnimius Diki Yefi. It's not an attraction to something that doesn't exist. It's not attracting you to a Hevel. If the person is devoid of Yerushalayim, so then it's Sheker VeHevel, then it's an attractive thing, and that's really just Bechitzonius, it doesn't really exist. But if it's that it's Mitoich HaPnimius, that's so stark that it's Mesparetz L'chutz, So then heat is all, then there is a erech to the vichitzen is the yofi. So my mele azid afen fashten lagabe the yofi of Yerushalayim, that when it's been koyim of Yerushalayim, so then heat is all, then there's a yofi to the chitzenis of it, because it's reflective of the pthimis the yofi of Yerushalayim, of the mokim yira, of the leman tilmad liyira, the madrigas ha-shleimus, and the madrigas ha-yira, of the Shem Yerushalayim, of the name of the city is because of the Sholem and the Yira of Yerushalayim. But when you see it begayla in Shvaitz, so then you're only seeing the Sheker and the Hevel. There you don't see it. There is not reflective of any Pnimis the Yira. So then just time to see Sheker and Hevel, that you have no interest in. So they have had they had no interest in being mistaken on that. That lechera is, but he's saying a powerful word that just like Yisrael is begayla, Sekender Zayin that the Yev Yerushalayim is begayla, the Klei Beis Hamikdash could be begayla in Reim, the Menorah, Tzitz, other things, everything can go begayla. So Mamela from Fashtein also that all the Oisher of the world, let's say all the Avonim Tovim Magalias, state belong in Eretz Yisrael. State Eretz Loisechsa Kolbo. Any Oishu Hatova, any ways in the world, started off in Eretz Yisrael, and particularly Yerushalayim, and Mishama was Yisrael Choladim. So how could it be we're living in a world that cherishes oil, and it's found everywhere else but in Eretz Yisrael? No, the Pshat is if when Klai Yisrael went to Legolas, and Noftzal Penekal Arts, the oil went also. The Yevi went also. That oil that's in all the Arab states belong to Eretz Yisrael. Or the diamonds that you'll find in South Africa all belong to Eretz Yisrael. In Golis, in the Gzeira of Yefutzu, the Gzeira's Golis of dispersion on Kol Aratzis could mean on all kinds of Oros and all kinds of milas that belong in Eretz Yisrael, that Bishar Shem Adir. But it's Avada goes even further. It's Kender Zayin. This thing with the Yefi, makes it to the page of the Kinnis. And one of the Kinnis in the end, when you get to the Tzins, it says over there, Kovod V'Hodor V'Rev Yefi B'Seichich. This is one of the beginning of the scenes. V'hein nitten lo yinayich. The covet and the hodah. V'rev yefi is nitten lo yinayich. That's the sheirish of what the Miskarov is saying, that it was nitten to the ones who panic you, that scandal sign that it went big off the yefi. It's given away. No one ever made a yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. So what says nitten lo yinayich means that it left Eretz Yisrael. And there is a passage in Yecheskel that looks very good with this. This is in Kapitel Chof Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. This is in the Vua to Tzur. V'amar to Tzur ha'yishevis al mevuyis yom v'yicheles ha'amim eliyim rabim. Koyama Hashem likim. Tzur. Remember, Tzur is the one that says lo nismala Tzur elo mechabon ha'shirushalayim. Tzur, atu meres ani kalilis yefi. Tzur's statement is that I am kalilis yefi. Now, who was kalilis yefi? State Yerushalayim was kalilis yefi. Rashi makes the point right there. Ad arshav akolayim imam Yerushalayim kalilis yefi. State in Pasuk Yanechem, it says kol ha'aretz. And Tzur, that was the smala from Churban Yerushalayim, is saying ani kalilis yefi. Achshav at mizgoy leim ani klilis hayefi. Soiv gemara hayefi kol bi. So this is l'chayv this in, yeah, the Tachin could go to Golis and could go to another place. At that point it was in Tzur. Tzur I think is Tyre. And to Medina in the world, Tyre. But it can always go to from place to place. It's Pasha Goyla. I heard from the children of Reb Shmuel Hill Shenka, that's all. They said, oh, a very sharp maisa that Rabbi Shmuel Hillshenker was from the Gedolei Yerushalayim in the 1930s, 1940s, in that Tkufa. He was the Edom by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneveld. He said over the following story that he was telling over the Biskarov that Yerushalayim turned to Rabbi Chaim on a shayla that they had in the Anhogas HaTzibur. And Rabbi Chaim sent them back that Yerushalayim have their own Gedolim, their own Tzaddikim, their own Manhigim, their own Goyim, and they should pass in the Shai themselves. So when he said that story over to the Biskarov said to him that the last time you told me the story, you don't remember, you've told me the story in the past. The last time you didn't say that Yerushalayim have its own Goyim. You said Tzaddikim, Manhigim, Gedolim, but you didn't say b'shem hagrach that the homes are going. I mean, in other words, it was important to the Biskarov. Did Reb Chaim ever rechzech with the goin Yerushalayim at that time as goinim? Avad the klapper uns they goinim, but did Reb Chaim look at them on that level? Would he say such a word? And the Biskarov corrected him and said, last time when you told me, this you late to now, he said, last time you didn't say that. Now, this is obviously after Rabbi Shmuel. This is somewhere between 1910 and 1918, which I don't know exactly who is, you know, Vemin Mainter, but Al-Kuponim, the Biskarov made that point that it looks like Rabbi Chaim held that it wasn't on par like it was in Litter. And I do remember Rabbi Aaron Kreiser also like saying that mit noga learn to Yerushalayim, and that's kufa. There was nothing else to do. People were just learning. But where's the Rabbi Shmuel? Where's the Rabbi Simcha? Where's the Rabbi Chaim? Like where is it? Like how? Mit noga zeh to learn. That's mother gedolah. Where is it? That's what he used to be screaming, Rabbi Aaron Kreiser. And I'm just thinking that Avir Da'ar Yisroel Machkemes could also be in Golos. If the Yofi could be in Golos, and the Chalchem is Klei Beis Migdash, and Yisrael is in Golos, then the aura of Avir HaMachkemes could also be in Golos. And it looks like that from the famous Yigeras of the Chazon Ish, that he writes that Kol Zman the Chofetz Chaim was Begoyla, he didn't have the Seiras to go live without his home. And where the Ikke Kfiyas of the Gedolei Yisrael were, and the Ikke Kfiyas of Yeshivas, that's where he wanted to be. The whole Seiras to move to Bnei Brak, to go to Eretz Yisrael, was only if the Chofetz Chaim was empty. So it looks like he felt that Avira Machemes was not going to go. It's a felt that the Eretz Yisrael calls man the Chofetz Chaim is alive. So let's see, today there's a big issue in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Meglach, that Avir Da'ar Yisrael Machkemes is in Eretz Yisrael, but Begolos, Eretz Yisrael, a lot of Begolos. Kol Mokosh Yisrael Golo is Golo Shechini Moim with this, it's Kenzai. As the Chazal say that if his Nevuah was bottled, and it's Nitna L'Shaitim. Now, Nevuah is Shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. There's only Nevuah b'chutz la'aretz. So Nevuah is in Golos by the Shaytan. That's where the Golos and Nevuah went. We're talking about all different forms of Keiras HaKedusha, where the Golos goes to. As I'll say, it's a line, it's a miyoyim, shechov, it's a midish, nitla tam bia. Venitna loiv rabbi Rimonsov perg ben Seir. So Rashi learns that it wasn't really totally mamish of Bezimidish. It was totally in Miyom Shechov Bezimidish, Machmas the Tzoris. So felt in the Seiris. But can say that? Can say that? We came to learn on the Pshat that Rashi says in Shir Hashirim on the pasuk of Af Arseinu Ranono that the Beis Hamikdash was Piryon Verivyon Shel Yisrael. Af Arseinu Ranono, Arseinu was lashon the bed, the mita. Af Arseinu Ranono, the Frischkeit from Arseinu was totally in Beis Hamikdash. So Miyem Shechov Beis Hamikdash, the time Bia is Yarein and Golos Eich. And the Golis is Biyad Oiver Avera. So he says, Nevuah is Begolis B'Shoitim. The Chochmah is Begolis by where the Chachmah you saw with the Ikek V'Yisei Yeshivas are. Tambiyah is Begolis B'Avera. The Yoifi is Go Begolis B'Shvaitz. The oil is Go Begolis Go by the Rabbi. The diamonds are Go in South Africa. But the hope is that Bekor Vayomim, Bekibitz Agolius, the Skabbos Kol Yisrael, and the Skabbos all the Keiches HaKedusha, all these Keiches have been nikbetzu bo together, back to be b'mkayma meruila b'shleimusa. Nothing is lost. It's just a question of where was Golan have to be brought back. B'mheiru amin, it's Kabbos Shev, when you misspell the for the Keiches Golius, but I've talked about all these Keiches HaKedusha that are lost and they go in different places.